This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
What is TWS podcast episode, whatever? Who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is this still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready. I feel like the end is staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Wasn't sure this day ever would come. Just because you want a girl don't mean you ready for one. Give you the closet and I split the bedroom with you. Trying to sweep you off your feet and jump broom with you. I mean for real.
I've been doing my own thing. Love has always had a way of having that timing. But you're the first one to make me feel like
I know I promised I would never sing again, but you know, you got to finish that line. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy J. Dot Flam, representing the White Pants Society. And I got to start the way I always start by thanking you, first and foremost, for taking whatever time out of your day to come chill with me, listen to my random ramblings, whatever I do here. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I do greatly, greatly appreciate that. Man, got another special guest on the episode today. We're going to introduce her in just a second. I think we got an interesting topic. We're going to see where this goes. We're going to freestyle another one. I don't have anything scripted, so I'm going off script, but it's going to work out. Putting it in the Lord's hands. Anyway, let me do the Sheffy Lee's report real quick.
Out of Pepe.
You know I am. Man, not a whole lot of extra stuff. I'm recording these shows like back to back to back. So like nothing new has happened between me and Sheffy Lee since the last time I did one of these. But I did leave out something. I'm a big sports fan, and you know it's NBA playoff times. So I'm watching the games. My daughter doesn't know much about basketball. All she knows is she likes Space Jam 2. So we're watching Space Jam 2, and she looks at me and she asks me, is LeBron James a real person? So I was like, all right, you know, that's an easy fix. Yes, LeBron James is a real person. I thought about trying to take her to like a Spurs game or something when LeBron was in town, but I'm cheap, so that's not what we're going to do. I figured it's playoff time. LeBron is playing. We'll turn the game on. She'll see him live on TV. You know, she'll understand that that's a real person. What I didn't expect is for my daughter to, like, straight groupie out on this dude. It was mad uncomfortable. It was crazy uncomfortable. She just went into a whole different mode as soon as she seen him. And I don't even know where the fuck she got this from. At some point, he hit a shot or something, and she was like, and that's why they call him the King. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you are 7 years old, little girl. Like, that's a grown-ass man, and you are 7 years old. I need you to chill. I'm not ready. So far, I know that she likes LeBron, and she likes Patrick Mahomes is her favorite football player. So she all across the gambit. She got the light-skinned nigga with the curly hair, and then she got the dude with no hairline. And like, it's crazy. I salute her for that, for, you know, diversifying her bonds, not having a type at this point. But I need her to chill. I really need her to chill. Y'all pray for me. But that's all I got for the Chef Elise report. It kind of feeds into what we're going to talk about today.
Out of Pepe.
You know I am. All right, so let me introduce my special guest. She's been on a lot of shows that I've been on, you know, recently. We got a chance to chop it up. I know she's getting ready to start up her podcast, but I'm going to let her talk about that. But I got my homie Johnny with me. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for pronouncing my name correctly, too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not smashed. I'm not smashed.
I hate when he say Johnny. Anyway, yes, my name is Johnny, and I have a podcast called Anonymously Beautiful. I took a break. I'm waiting to be inspired again to get back in the game. So I'm not really sure when I'm going to get back. But like I said, I need some inspiration. So it might take me a little while.
I got you.
But thank you for having me on, Flan. I appreciate you.
Of course, of course.
Finally.
Like, you know, what I respect the most is that, so I was telling my previous guest, I ain't gonna say no names, but it's probably gonna spark a rebuttal episode anyway. But you know, my show is in the personal journals category. So by definition, like, it's a personal. I don't normally have guests on because it's just me talking about my life. But when I do have guests on, we need to have a topic. And so people be like, hey, Flame, when you going to have me on your show? I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Anything. Nah, that don't work. For the first time, somebody said, hey, you know, I'm trying to be on the show. I was like, all right, bet. What you want to talk about? And without, I don't even think you gave it much thought. You just like, bow, dating in the 30s.
Yeah.
So.
Because I know I want to, like, I know that would be a subject we could, like, bounce off of. Because, you know, you're at your age and I'm at my age. You know, we have different, don't laugh. We have different perspectives, you know, and we grew up in different times. So I was like, oh, that'd be perfect.
Yeah. It's taking some getting used to being at the age where, like, somebody, another adult can say to you, we grew up in different times. Like, I'm that old that you're an adult, but I was, my adult life and your adult life is still like two different times. Like, that's, it hurts, but it's the truth. So it is what it is. But that's why I played
the. Why you don't like your age? Like, what is it that bothers you about being the age that you are?
Because, I mean, on the real, I don't feel like 41 sounds middle aged. Like, I don't feel like a middle aged man. Like, I still, like, nothing changed. Like, I think I expected that, like, over time, you just, like, I don't know, you would just adjust into being older or whatever. It's like nothing has ever changed with the way, like, my mind. I still play Madden and shit like that. I don't feel like an old man. Now all of a sudden, like, it happens so fast when you, like, you at work and you the youngest person there, and now I go to work and I be like the oldest person there, and I'm trying to figure out when the fuck that happened. But, like, hey, I'm around a lot of people and I'm like the oldest person in the group. I'm like, when did this transition
happen? But you're around a lot of white people.
I am around a lot of white people. Even in our little group, I don't, like, I think what, Raw is like the closest, but I'm a little bit older than him. And most people wouldn't even guess that looking at the two of us, but, you know, I'm a little bit older than Raw. Hey, I got to send my shots because I know he got one. I got to send my shots.
Listen, I don't know what it is, but, like, I just knew he was going to be Unk. Like, I just knew it. Like, he just got that Unk, you know, that old drunken Unk at the cookouts? That's always old pervy, at the young
kid. Yeah, old pervy, yeah. Creepy Unk.
Yes, that's him.
The one you got to monitor his drinks because after a couple, he might get a little handsy. You know, yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yo. Yo, we going in. I'm sorry.
But that's why I played that particular song to open this episode. That's from Ad 2. It's a joint called Jump the Broom. So it's one of my favorite, like, R&B hip hop tracks. I guess it's nothing R&B about it. It's mad hip hop. It's like a hip hop love song. But that whole line, like, just because you want a girl don't mean you're ready for one. He got another line in there. He was like, getting married, staying married. That's two different things. And I definitely understand that one. But, you know, so for me, like, the dating, the whole idea of dating and stuff like that is so, like, it's just so weird to me that I don't even want to do it. Like, y'all know I'm hung it up. I'm done. For you, what's the issues that you having right now with dating at this age? Over 30.
I think. Why are you laughing already? I didn't even say that yet. No, honestly, I think that the guys my age still don't know what they want. Like, they're still not out of their, I guess, like, hoe phase. And their, like, player phase. It's kind of like they're still in their early 20s right now. And I know that women mature more than men, you know. But, like, it just seems like nobody wants. I'm going to say a few people want what I want, like marriage, commitment, you know, somebody to be a partner, you know, shit like that. But it's like, it's not like hip anymore. I mean, it's not, you know, like, it's not in.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a sap. Like, I my son be like, oh, that's sap behavior. I'm like, so being nice to a girl is that behavior? He's 8 years old. I'm like, damn. How you gonna feel when you 20-something years old? You gonna feel like, you know what I'm saying?
But I do think, like, yeah, that's definitely, it's definitely like the vibe these days. I had a conversation. I was in one of them Twitter spaces. I never felt so old in my whole fucking life. First of all, I ain't understand the whole concept of Twitter spaces. Somebody's like, you need to be on this to promote the podcast or whatever. It's like, bet I do it. And so I jump on this Twitter space and I'm trying to figure out like how you talk and who's the host and all that type of shit. There was a bunch. I realized real quick without asking anybody, I'm clearly the oldest motherfucker in here. And then and then they was like having conversations about relationships and marriage and stuff like that. And you know, it really came out fast. Like, this generation don't believe in marriage. Like, to them, it's a, why would you do it? I've heard people say like it's a bad contract. It's a contract I would never sign. It don't work in your favor. And I found myself like, I really do believe in marriage. You know, I loved being married. I think that's why I don't want to date, because I don't want to date. Like, I either want to be in a marriage, in a committed relationship, or just nothing. I don't even want that little weird gray area that's in between. Sweet. Like, I just want to meet somebody and be like, all right, good. Me and you forever? Bet. Let's go. But like, I was trying to figure out, like, come up with an argument for why marriage is good or why you should get married. And I was like, I couldn't think of nothing. I was like, I can't defeat this shit. Y'all kind of right. But what is it about marriage that makes it a goal for you? And why do you think people don't want it anymore?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, you got the question today. You woke up on the right side of the bed today, huh? Okay, so what was the first one again?
What is it about? What are you looking forward to in terms of marriage?
Okay, so like I said, like a life partner, you know, somebody I can share everything with, somebody I can spend all of my time with, and someone to be an example for my son. You know, I think that's when it like hit me when he started getting older, and I started to hear like guys say like, you know, boys are going to emulate some type of man in their life, yeah. Right? And Lord knows, I do not want him to emulate his daddy. So I want someone who is, you know, honest, a man who keeps his word, you know, somebody who is respectful. And it's important for him at this age to see, you know, a good man, you know, loving his mother. Like,
yeah.
Cause he saw the like some of the fights that me and his dad had, so I don't want that image to be etched in his mind to think that that's okay.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, and what was the second question?
Well, why do you think, you know, this generation or people your age? Because I think I hear it from women too, or either women feel like it don't exist, so then they're like, because I can't have it, then I'm just gonna go this complete other way. But it just, it seems like across the board, like, people don't believe in marriage, don't think it's something that they should do. You know, what do you think might contribute to that?
I think because people don't think it's lit. Like, I think because people, you know, want the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Like, they don't want the hard work that really comes with it. And the, yeah. You know what I'm saying? The sacrifices that you have to make. Like, they don't want to do the work. It's like, you know, on a test, like, what would you rather do? Have all the answers or, you know, figure out the answers for yourself. You feel right. What I'm saying? So I think that's one of the main things. And then two, it's like, you know, city girls is up, city boys is up. It's like, you know, it's like in the music, it's in everything. If you really think about it, it's in everything. And it's like programming people to want to live this lifestyle. And most of these people are married. Cardi B.
Right.
Talking about, I don't cook, I don't clean. Bitch, you be on your knees. Okay? Cleaning and sucking dick. So, can I curse?
Yeah. Oh, here we okay. Go. Go ahead.
You know,
fuck you, Raw. Fuck you, Raw. This is your fault.
Deacon, I have to ask, because you know we live for the Lord. But, but yeah, so like, she be saying all of this crazy shit, you know, woman empowerment shit and leaving a nigga right where he at, but you got a whole husband. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, They put out this agenda for us, right? To follow, to take like the man out of the equation, which that's not how it's supposed to be. It's supposed to, I see why it's supposed to be a two-household household income. You know, like a household to keep it running. Like, I see why. This shit hard. Yeah. I am a... Listen, if I... Let me tell you something. I told you what my stripper name is going to be if I got to go strip. Okay? Coco. What'd I say? Coco something. Coco Diamond. Some shit like that. But if I got to go do that, I'm going to go do that because ain't no man in my house to help me. You know what I'm saying? It's like one hand washes the other, but it's everything is being programmed. So it's like hard. It's even hard for a man. I can imagine all these big booty girls and these silicone titties and you know, these See. Fake coochies and stuff. You know, you never know. Like, it's a lot of It's a lot of, how you say it, distractions going on and all these dating websites and stuff like that. Like, you got a girl at home, right? You got a girl at home and the dating website pop up. And there's a big booty girl, and then this bitch laying in the bed with a damn 90 on. You know, one of them grandma 90s. With, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it's like
grandma 90s is lit. Grandma's bills paid. She was taken care of. There's a reason for that.
I know, but that was that time. Like, this is not the same time. Like, nigga, and that's another thing too. Niggas don't like to pay bills. Flynn, you're cheap. Okay?
I am cheap. Yes.
But listen. You got to pay a bill or two. We got to pay like you weigh, baby.
I'm paying the bills now. I'm like, in terms of like we going out to buy a bag or you want the red bottoms and all that. Like, if that's not the tax bracket we in, then I'm sorry, baby. Like, I'm not going into debt so a nigga can stunt on some other broke niggas. Like, why are we stunting on other broke niggas? Like, that's retarded. Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's go on a trip and I might find that shit on Groupon, but we about to go out and have some fun. Like, why I gotta spend the most money if I could save some here and there? Like,
nah, I understand. Yeah. You gonna find a cruise on Groupon?
Bet.
You gonna be going to Chilligan's Island like the one at Martin. Keep it up.
Man. This how cheap I am, because that's like my proposal to my wife. It wasn't even a proposal. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even like it wasn't romantic. I'm a little embarrassed by it, but it is what it is. Like, it was just real shit. Like, we was watching TV one day and I had already been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what? We should probably get married. I've been looking at elopement website on Groupon, and she was with it. And we pretty much eloped. We had like 17 people at our wedding because they got this dope spot down here in Austin. It's called the Wizard Academy on some like Harry Potter type shit. But they got like a little chapel over a cliff, and it's free. Like, they just like support love, so. Like, it's free. We went out there, got married, spent, you know, next to nothing on that. I probably spent more on my suit than anything else.
Oh, my God. So you got married next to Dumbledore?
It wasn't like that. Like, it was, the name of the place is the Wizard Academy. But the little spot where they marry people at was very, is very, wow. very nice.
See, nice. I would have assumed you, like, got on one knee, had the rose petals out, one candle or something, you know what I'm saying? You ask somebody sitting on a couch? That's crazy. Yeah.
I ain't even stand up. she didn't get an engagement ring till we was like 2 years into the marriage. But because marriage and all that stuff, like, I think that like stops some people too, is the whole paying for a wedding, paying for an engagement ring. When that shit don't have nothing to do with being married.
Like, okay.
The wedding ends real fast, and then you got the rest of your life, like you said, with work to do to keep this shit going.
Okay, so let me say this. If she wanted the ring at a certain time, would you have compromised with her? Like, say for instance, y'all got married, and she was like, okay, well, 5 months in, I want my ring, please. Would you have compromised with that instead of waiting the 2 years? Or
yeah, and if I felt like it was something that was important to her, I definitely would have done it. I got her the ring when I finally did, because we had other friends around us that was getting engaged, and they was all getting rings, and I didn't want her to be the married lady around these fiancés that don't got nothing to floss. So I'm like, let me not put. I don't like the way she never complained about it. I'm like, I don't like the way that looks for her. I know that's got to feel some kind of way. Let me go ahead and fix that situation. So, I mean, I would have done whatever for her it took, you know, to keep my wife happy. Like I was, you know, I took pride in being a dad. But I get what you were saying earlier, because for me, one of the things that did stop me from getting married, you know, I was probably 33. I don't know how old I was, 30 something when I got married. But what stopped me from probably doing it earlier was that I didn't grow up around it, you know, so I didn't know what a husband, like what a marriage looked like, but how to be a husband, how to be a father. I never saw it. And so it really had me in it. I was like a little afraid of that. Like, I don't know what to do. So why would I do it? Like, why would I jump out there and do something like that? And there may be a lot of guys that's going through that too. But now I think people are just lazy. They don't want to do the work for mm-hmm. commitment. And it really looks like commitment don't exist anymore, because the divorce rate is crazy. So it's like you get married. Like, what's a marriage if you can just leave? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had an aunt and uncle that was like 80 years old and couldn't stand each other. But they was, you know, I chose that nigga and he chose her. So they was going to rock it out.
Right. And I think that's my problem. I think I'm looking for the old school love in these new school fools. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And I think that I've been over my head, or I'm in the wrong state, or I'm in the wrong city, because it's like, I swear to God, I'll meet a guy, we, you know what I'm saying, we chopping it up, whatever, whatever, whatever. A few months down the line, we kicking it, whatever. And then we begin to, you know, shoot the shit. You know what I'm talking about.
I got you.
You know, roll around in the bed sheets, right? So, mm-hmm. And then, like, it just seems like they start acting crazy. And I'm like, is it my vagina? Am I asking for too much? Like, you start to question yourself. And I know, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a good person, like, overall. I may be like, I would say, like, I like to have debates. I don't like to argue. I like to have debates.
Okay.
But, like, I just don't understand what, like, I don't understand the, because I told him from the beginning, like, yo, this is what I want, you know what I'm saying? Eventually, not right, not tomorrow, but you know, eventually, like, I want to, you know, be married. Like, I want to be with you or with somebody, you know, whatever. And then they, in the beginning, oh, yeah, you know, they with it. And then as soon as they get the box, they start acting crazy. Like they start acting fool. I mean, like, you wasn't calling and acting crazy this way before I give you. So it makes me want to not give the box out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me want to, like, in be introvert. Like, it makes me want to just, like, close my legs. And I want to open my legs, Flynn. I want to open my legs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, you know what I'm saying? I like, you know, intimacy. You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to start acting crazy, it's like I'm trying to preserve myself. Like, I got to save myself. But Kevin Samuels made me feel some type of way, telling myself, oh, if you 30 and over, you need to put that shit on the market 50% off or some shit like that. Like, damn. Like, why can't I go into celibacy because I've had a child before? Like, what's wrong with that?
Nah, I mean, I say for me, especially on the dating sites, if this is, and I'm gonna ask you this too, but this is the problem I have. Like, I look for the women with children, because to me, not mm-hmm. that I just like love single mothers or nothing, but to me, if you have a kid, at least mm-hmm. that's proof or some proof to me that you was actually born a woman.
Oh,
like, and I'll be trying to figure this. This is one of the questions I have for like this new age dating, like. How do you ask that question? How do you ask that question? Like, before we go any further, I just need to know. Like, when they slapped you on the ass, when you came out, like, what was on the other side of that ass? I need to know. Like, I'm not asking you what you know, if you identify, that's cool. I your choice. I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? I have a preference.
I think when you know, if I see your picture and I'm talking to somebody, like, you kind of know, like, it's a masculine energy, a normal masculine energy that men have that can't be duplicated. I don't give a damn what hormone pills you take. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a certain way. It's a certain way that the person acts to me. I don't know about anybody else. I ain't never been fooled. In my 30, I'll be 33 soon, September. But in my 30-something years, I've never been, like, transgender fished.
I'm not trying to find out the hard way. I'm not trying to cry and game. All that stuff. I seen one girl profile, and she had kids. Said she had kids, but in the profile it said transitioning, and I was like, "Man, from what to what? I need to. You gotta specify. Like, you can't just
wait." But she gotta be transitioning from a house, from apartment to a house. Now, wait a minute.
Well, then, nigga, say that. Say that shit. Don't just put transitioning. That means a lot right now. I need to know where you started and where you trying to go. Please be specific. Yo. But for you, like, these dudes is going crazy. Like, where are you meeting these dudes? Are you a dating site kind of person? Is this just out and about? Like, how you meet people these days?
I'm gonna be honest. Some I met on a site. Some I met, like, in person. I'm in a grocery store, you know what I'm saying? Blah, 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 kick the shit, and then, you know, slid my number or whatever. But like I said, it's just like, I just feel like it's a ongoing cycle, like, of fucking the same shit. Like, I want somebody to come in and do something different. Like, come in, act crazy first, didn't get the Gucci. You know what I'm saying? Like, you niggas, I mean, these niggas act the same. Every one of them. I'm like, yo, what the freak? But then they're like, oh, you know, like, they'll tell me, like, oh, you know, I can't. I don't feel like I could be the one to, like, give you what you need. Like, and I understand that you ain't faithful. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But, like, I feel like eventually you need to grow up and work through that issue, because that's an issue to me. You can't be faithful. That's an issue. What do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, I don't know. Like, for me, that was, I ain't gonna say that was never a problem, because I never cheated on my wife. I definitely, like, people used to ask us before we got divorced, and it just seemed like we was, you know, the perfect couple. They were like, man, how do y'all stay together? And we used to tell them, like, we've done every foul thing you could do to another person, and then you look up and like, nigga, you still here? Shit, we might as well rock this out then. Like, you know, if you sure? All right. You know, because, yeah, we did, it was bad. Like, we did all the fucked up things you could do to another person, and for whatever reason, stayed. But I knew, like, marriage still means something to me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if I wouldn't even do nothing with a married woman. Like, I would probably respect her marriage more than she does, because that means something to me. Mm-hmm. But it don't mean anything to people anymore. Like, you know, getting married is either people don't want to do it, or if they do it, it don't feel like a real commitment to them. They feel like, all right, you know, you say stuff like "till death do us part," and in the moment you're not happy. He's like, I'm gone.
Right.
I don't have to be. It didn't say I had to be unhappy. Well, you know, it ain't always gonna be happy. Sometimes you gotta work through this shit.
I will say this: I ain't gonna mess up no home now, darling, with no marriage. But I fuck up an apartment, okay? You hear me? Or a trailer, okay? You know, I'm just being honest. And I would say that you're right. I would say that once someone feels like something isn't serving them, they're so quick to just call it quits. Like, nobody's willing to stick it out. I done been through hell, okay, with the brokest nigga you could think of. And I feel like I can withstand some shit. So I can go through a marriage. Shit, that ain't nothing compared to what the fuck I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Like, so all I need is somebody to just go through the storm with me. And that's the problem. Nobody wants, everybody wants to be in the rain, but nobody wants to get wet. You feel me?
I got you. That's the sound bite right there. Can you stand the rain? But let me.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. When we was in the group chat, mm-hmm. like, you said you wanted to do this topic. So, and you've talked about like the dudes your age, mm-hmm. you know, don't seem to have it in them to do this whole commitment thing. Mm-hmm. But you was like, and y'all old niggas is blah, blah, blah. So what's your issue with the older niggas that might have grown out of their whole phase and ready to
Do we have enough time? Let's go. Listen. Let's go. Let me tell you. Okay. Prime example. So I was working at this job. I met this guy. He was older than me. He's actually 40. He just turned 40 this year. So we were talking, whatever. We was cool at first, right? And then we became, we were friends for like 4 years. We didn't kiss anything, nothing, right? And then we started like talking, like trying to see where things go, right? So we ended up having a sexual encounter. And right? And I just feel like he was like playing games too. And I'm just like, nigga, you are 3 times my senior. Stop playing. Like, and because he would say like things like, oh, I want this, I want that. Like, I'm at an age where I need this and I need that. But in all actuality, I feel like he was doing that to get my vagina. Now, but I was his friend. So why? I just don't understand why he couldn't just tell me like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I just want a smash. You feel me? Like, why lie about, like, why pretend to be this fucking Superman, Batman, you know, I got my grip on, and you, and you really the damn Joker out here in these streets. That's what I'm saying. So it's like, it's worse because you know the game, you play the game on young girls or younger girls, knowing that you can get over on them because they're not privy to the shit. And you mask it because it's your, you know, like, you know what the fuck you doing, you know what I'm saying? And then you gonna backtrack. Like, that's crazy to me. And you old as shit, you damn near about to kick the bucket. You might as well get married. Like, what the nigga fuck?
40 is about to kick the bucket? God
damn near. Because, okay, Slim, let's be honest. You're 41. 10 more years, you'll be what?
I'll be 51. Exactly. And I still have another good 30 years
but to hold go. On. I'm good. You don't even know how your body is going to change at 50. You don't know if you're going to have a hunchback. You don't even know if you're going to be a diabetic and get one of your toes cut off. You don't know that. You know what I'm saying?
So that's why I'm trying to lock it in now. So when I had a stroke, I already had somebody there that's got us, you know. They said they was going to stay with it. I know my whole left side don't work, but I need you right. to, like, you signed on right. for this shit. Like,
but that's what I'm saying. It's worse for the older guys because you know that y'all about to die soon. And you still playing around. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all going to play until y'all dick stop working. That's how I feel.
Sometimes, I know for me, like, people used to call me a serial monogamist. Like, I would, in my mind, every relationship was she the one. Just every time, like, she the one. And so that's, and that, I meant it when I said it. All that shit I was doing was genuine, legit. And then one day, I woke up, and you did some crazy shit, and I was like, oh, shit. I don't think I could do this for the rest of my life. I gotta make a move. I gotta figure some shit out. And it's like, I ain't never meant to falsely get us there. I wanted it to go there. And then at some point I realized, you know, so I learned I have to be slower to like reach that stage in my head. Like, I can't just, you know, and like I said, at this point, I don't want it there. I want to go straight to, but I'm at a point now where I could do the, I don't like you, but I love you and we together. And so we're going to work it out. But yeah, you crazy. But I said, it's me and you. I could just do that. I could commit to that. It's me and you. Today, I don't like you. It might have been a long time since I liked you, but fuck it. We're going to keep going. We're going to wake up. I'm going to kiss you goodbye as I go to work and complain to my coworkers the whole day about this crazy chick that I got to live with.
So you was a read nigga. So that's what you're saying?
Read nigga. I was read nigga, you know, a little bit.
And you know what's crazy? My friends call me a hopeless romantic, but I'm like, yo, like, I feel like I've thought about love my whole life. Like, I don't feel like I lacked any love when I was growing up, but I just love the idea of love. Like, I love the idea of being in love and having a person, like, and having a best friend and somebody to sleep with. And, like, you know what I'm saying? All of the things under that umbrella in one person. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. they be saying I fall in love quick, too. But technically, a week is not really quick. Like, I feel like a week is a long enough time for me to know if you're my true love or not. Call me crazy.
Crazy. I call you crazy. Like, a week? I was with you until right up until a week, my nigga. Oh shit. Common got a line where he like, it don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. And that used to be my go-to. Like, yeah, nigga, don't take a whole day to recognize sunshine. That's why I'm rocking with her the way I'm rocking with her. But a week, my nigga? Like
Okay. 2 weeks. Know. Okay.
All right, so are you the I say I love you first type person?
I used to be. I don't anymore.
You said that after a week.
Right. I learned because...
I'm blocking.
No, because I feel like when I say it, it makes a guy, like, super duper crazy. And I don't want to be crazy. Like, I want you... Like, if I say I love you, I want you to be like, okay, all right. I think we can do this love thing. Not, oh, bitch, where you at? Where you at? Oh, you going out with your friends? Oh, you said you love me, bitch. Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, yeah, I got you. I don't know. I think, you know, what I see right now, especially, is that, like, so much of the conversation and so much of, like, what people lead with on both sides is, like, the sexual mm-hmm. stuff. And, like, that, like, you'll move the goalpost for it. It might be a dude that was interested in like building something, but then when that topic comes up and you know, you're telling them this and I do this and I've done this or I'm into this. Now all of a sudden it's like, all right, you know, my goal was this, but now I really just want to know what that mouth do. Like I'm really dead like that. That's really where I'm at. And then somewhere along the line, like they might even figure out they don't really like you like that. But now their goal is you know, getting to that point. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to do the things and say the things and play the game until they get there because they're not leaving without what they came for. But, you know, I feel like we got to... That's why I be shying away from these conversations. Like, it's too much sex. Like, too much... I get it. I'm not saying it's not important. I'm not saying I don't enjoy sex. I absolutely do. But if that's like the... If that's the main goal, like... That fucks things up, in my opinion.
But I feel like, okay, so you know my slogan, save your butthole for your husband. So, I mean, you know, I feel like I'm doing something for the universe, okay? Like, I feel like I'm holding on to this precious gem of an asshole that I have for the man who deserves it. Now, granted, I could have did this with my vagina, but... Obviously, we're here now, and I have a son. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say I'll save my vagina for, you know. But nobody has ever entered my butthole, so I feel like, dude, you will be the greatest. You'll be the conqueror of Zamunda. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you get this, you feel what I'm saying? You can, nobody, you can, but... you're the only one. You're the only man that can say, I'm the only man I've been in her asshole. I don't give a damn who came before me. You know what I'm saying?
And that's, I mean, not necessarily an asshole is a prize for dudes, but just like being able to say, this is my, I'm the only one. Right. This is my shit is exclusive. Right. Nigga, you don't even know. Like, you can't have this. You can't have this. I'm the only one that got it. One-on-one type shit. Right. That is a prize for dudes. But
like, I want to surprise them.
What you talking about? When you talk about how dudes be switching up on you, has it occurred mm-hmm. to you that you might be like an Erykah Badu? You just might be one of them joints that fucks people up. And like, you know, like I, as fine as Erykah Badu is, I don't want that. I seen what he does.
What do you mean?
I don't want it. I seen Common was a regular dude. Chicago mm-hmm. dude, regular ass mm-hmm. nigga. Got with Erykah. Next time you saw him, he had crochet pants on and shit. You know, all that. Like just Life changed. Andre 3000, regular dude. He was rocking Jersey, Southern Playalistic Cadillac music. Got with Erica. Next time you saw him, nigga had on a diaper or some shit. Like, he went 100% left.
What do you think I have?
J Electronica. What's that?
I think I have voodoo vagina.
I think we don't know. I think we need that the way they be talking about vapes and stuff, like we don't know. The science hasn't been tested yet. I think we don't know enough information about the effects of Erykah Badu's vagina that, you know, like people might need to shy away from. She got a candle that's supposed to smell like, you know, her nether regions. Oh. Or whatever. But I'm like, I don't know if that need to be released to the public because we don't know what those fumes gonna do to it. You might be in that category. And if you think the vagina is doing it to him, I don't know what's going to happen to the nigga that finally conquers the butthole, as you so eloquently put it.
But Flynn, right? So listen.
I'm scared for that nigga. I'm scared for
okay,
him.
Okay, but in my head, right, this is how women think. Or let's just say this is how I think. Like, my vagina's great. I wonder if my personality, my vagina, and how I don't know, think about things is going to get a man to do right. But it's not working. So it's something else. I don't know what it is. And it makes you...
Nah, uh-huh. I mean, women do have to kind of give up on the idea that they can change a man.
Mm.
Like, or they can get him to do right. A dude is either going to do right or he's not going to do right. And he's going to do those things because that's what he wants to do. He's reached a point in his life where this is the person that he wants to be. Mm. It ain't necessarily, he might do it while he's mm-hmm. with you, but it won't necessarily be because of you. It'll be because he just reached that point where now I'm going to do
can
right.
Can I ask you?
So like I,
no, I just go ahead. Ask you a question. Okay, so do you think that a man will change his ways being like, okay, let's say he was in a relationship for, I don't know, 30 years or even 20 years with the girl, been cheating on her left and right. Do you think that at some point he could change?
Oh yeah, I definitely believe anybody could change. Anybody could change, but it's you gotta be doing it for themselves and not for you. Like, you know, I wanted to change. I did not want to be divorced. Mm-hmm. I was very proud of being a husband, very proud of being a mm-hmm. father. I did not want the divorce. And it's not like it wasn't a shock. It wasn't a mm-hmm. surprise. I knew exactly what her issues were. I knew exactly what she wanted mm-hmm. from me. And as much as I wanted to be that person, I guess I wasn't at that place yet. It honestly took like her leaving was probably the best thing she could have done for me.
Wow.
Because I don't know if I ever would have gotten the motivation to actually take the steps to be different mm. if she had stayed. If I had kept the thing that I wanted, you know,
wow.
being the way I was, I wouldn't have never had a reason to actually do anything about it. So her leaving was probably the best thing she ever did. But I'm definitely 100% a different person. So I believe that people mm-hmm. can change. But I don't necessarily think like you waiting around for it to happen is working in your right. favor.
Are you sweating?
It's hot in here. I'm just oily. I might be a little shiny. I don't know. You ain't had to tell people about it.
Is his forehead so damn shiny? God damn.
I got these lights on and stuff.
Good. Okay, good.
I put on my anti-shine moisturizer. I'm just trying to.
Go ahead. Go ahead, oven bake. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But yeah, dudes can change, okay. But yeah, I don't think people should like just wait on it. Like it's gonna happen or it's not gonna happen. He gonna do it or he not gonna do
okay,
it.
Okay, so let me ask you, because this is advice from Flynn. Okay. So let me ask you a question. So the next time I go on a date, somebody asks me on a date, right? What should I look for on the first date off rip? What red flag did I look
for? I mean,
you red flag. For me, you know how to point them out. Come on.
It's simple things like, you know, how seriously does he take it? Are you on time? You know, how are you dressed? Mm-hmm. you know, mannerisms, you know, how they treating you, opening doors, pulling out chair, if that's your thing, like you need to be looking for those things. Where does the conversation go? Like, that'll tell you, you know, off the rip, like what the goal is. The conversation about like relationships and love and getting to know you, or is it like, does he just get sexual real fast, or, you know, or is everything like super flirtatious on like a physical level? Like people, cause you know, people can flirt with you like emotionally, like, you know, I like you, I think you're a nice person, and they can compliment you on who you are as a person. But if every compliment is about your ass or your titties, then like, you know what the nigga's been looking at all night, you know? And you want them to look, but you know, it's a level of respect. Like, is this the dude that you want your son to emulate?
Okay.
Cause that's what you're looking for. Like, you know, you're looking for somebody that can teach your son, you know, how to treat a woman properly. Well, the first time you meet him, is that the way you would want your son to act on his first date with a woman? If not, then that's probably not the dude that's going to be able to teach him that.
Okay, I got one more question. So should we go Dutch? Like, I pay for my dinner, he pay for his dinner, or should he just pick up the tab? Because that's the thing, too. Like, niggas be keeping, acting like, man, you get a steak? Like, damn. Like, you get a lobster? Oh, man, now I'm going to go to the ATM. Like, let me know if... I want to know if I can tell some how to tell somebody, a man, if they're cheap as hell. Because you can't really tell. Go ahead.
Nah, I mean, I'm a traditional dude, so I'm definitely in the mindset of, you know, if he asks you out on a date, he needs to pay. At the same time, I appreciate a courtesy reach. I like when the check comes. If you just, you can be absolutely bluffing. You can have no money, no credit cards on you. But if you just make a move like you was thinking about it, and I'm like, nah, I got it. Like, chill. Like, but I do like that courtesy reach. Just a little bit of, you know, just show like you might have, would have, could have, you know, kind of thing, and then let me step in and be like, nah.
So you like stiff my arm? Ex used you to like show up. Stiff arm a girl hanging out the way, or you just like just yank it? Like, nah, I got it.
I'm gonna be polite about it, you know. Like if you actually try to take the check, I'm gonna feel some kind of way. Like, oh, like I appreciate you, but like you got, you know, let me. I come from that school of men protect, provide, and profess.
Okay.
So, like, you know, I got three jobs. If you trying to take one of them, like, don't make space for me. Even if you got it, you got to make space for me to be a man. So you can provide for yourself, but I'm trying to provide for you. So make that space for me. You might be able to protect yourself, but I'm trying to protect you. So make that space for me.
What about the profess now?
The profess? Yeah. Let me... I don't think that's necessarily a place you have to make a space for a person, but don't, like, I saw something the other day where people were talking about, like, dudes love bombing, or they giving too many gifts, or they doing stuff, you feel like they doing stuff because they want you to reciprocate kind of thing. It's like, nah, if I want to take care of you, if I want to tell my family about you, if I want to, you know, like, just let me do that and don't feel like I'm doing it with some ill intent. Like, but yeah. A dude shouldn't be hiding you or anything like that. Don't, you know, anybody that's trying to hide you or keep you from people, that's a red flag. I'm not big on changing my Facebook status, though. I'll probably leave my shit at it's complicated.
Oh, word? You one of those?
These random niggas don't need to know what the fuck is going on with me. I guarantee you, if you with me, the people that I care about know who you are. These random internet motherfuckers, they don't need to know what I got going on, because that's when people just start DMing you for no reason. Like, for some reason, y'all ladies like what you think you can't have. So as soon as a nigga gets scooped up or he in something, then y'all like, oh, I see you. Like, you seen me?
You saw me 2 weeks ago, bitch. Yeah. Yo, that's crazy. I feel like that's for men, too. Like, as soon as, I'm telling you, I could put a post up like, oh, thinking about him or whatever, and it's like, niggas is like, oh, she with somebody now? Oh, shit, let me hit her up. I swear to God, this dude I ain't speak to in over 10 years hit my inbox like, how you doing, sweetheart? How's everything going? Nigga, why? Just why? What is the point? Like, why would you embarrass yourself like that? Like,
be competitive. We competitive. Sometimes it don't even be about you. We just gotta be better than another nigga. And this is the way we can prove it. We could take his drink. And so yeah, sometimes it don't really have nothing to do with you. I had an argument with a chick once because we had been messing around and it was public. People knew about it. And then as soon as we split, like my homie, like he did the little Facebook dating drink where you could say you have a crush on somebody. And so he put it, you know, he went in and was like, he had a crush on her. And she found out, she told me about it. And I went off and she was like, well, you acting like you own me or something like that. It has nothing to do with you. This is a me and him thing. Of all the people he could go after. And he ain't say nothing to me about it first. Like, all you had to do was be like, hey, I know you and so-and-so, you know, split. Would you be cool, you know, if I made a move? But you tried to do that shit behind my back. So, yeah, it was purely, like, she was upset because she thought, like, I was trying to control who she went out with. Like, I really don't give a fuck what you do. But this nigga, he's disrespecting me. He's got nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. So, yeah, sometimes it got nothing to do with you.
So niggas be dick measuring.
It's beef between dudes.
Like unbeknownst to women. Like, niggas be dick measuring.
At the end of the day, that's the measure of a dude. Like, when you look at a guy and you want to say how good of a guy this is or isn't, you probably look at who he with. You know, and if he got, you can see the ugliest nigga ever. But his chick bad, you like, either he got a lot of money or he got a big dick. Like, you just automatically, that's where you go. You see a beautiful woman with a nice looking dude, you think it's something wrong with him, not what might be right with her. You know what I mean? Like, we get measured by what we can attract.
That's interesting.
We buy nice houses. Niggas don't care about houses. You see, we don't even decorate. You go in a nigga house that ain't trying to get nobody. It'd be a couch and a TV. We don't give a fuck about all that extra shit. Like, we do all that just to try to attract women.
Would it be a box spring in a crate?
There you go. What I need? You think I give a fuck about this comforter? I don't need all that shit. This is so when you see the bed, you're like, ooh, I want to be in that. That's all for you. Give a fuck about that comforter.
Yo. That's
all these pillows and shit. I don't need all these goddamn pillows.
Thank you for the tips. I appreciate that. I'm gonna have that in the back of my mind. Definitely.
All right, so real quick before we get out of here, to the gentleman that wanna prove to you that it's dudes out here looking for marriage and commitment, and that they could somehow withstand whatever craziness you got going on over there that's driving niggas. Like, if niggas want to try it out and see if they the one, if they can pull the sword from the stone or whatever, what's the right way to approach John? What's the right way to get your attention?
Be super nice and super genuine. Like, I think with me, and funny, I think with me, like, I'm so, like, down to earth. Like, if we vibe off of a joke, it can go far. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like I'm simple. I'm not like, oh, nigga gotta have a six-figure, you know, for me to have this pussy for him. Like, you know, I feel like, you know, I'm real simple. Like, just be yourself. Be genuine. Don't try to be somebody else.
All right, I get that. That's hard for people. Everybody is, especially in the social media era, like, the person that you see online. I'm waiting for this conference so I can see if people match up in person to who they are, you know, so online. I think we got a pretty genuine group.
I'm not probably going to go because I have a trip. But if there's another one, I'll try to make that one. But just so you know, I am like this. In person, on the phone, through text message, every which way. And I just always been like this. I ain't going to change. Somebody gonna feel
that's
it.
That's the way to be. Yeah, it's somebody out there for everybody. I believe that love is a risk-reward thing. You got to risk it all to get it all, but you only have to win once. You win, you hit the jackpot once, you good for the rest of your life. People, don't be afraid. Step out there. Just be genuine when you approach Johnny and just approach with caution. Like, just know other niggas have tried and had their life changed. Just be ready. Just be ready. You know, Do some sit-ups. Get yourself in shape to be able to withstand.
No, I don't. You don't have to be in the best. No, no, because I got a fupa. You know what I'm saying? I got a little back fat. It's okay if you got, you know, your midsection ain't all the way together. It's fine. Don't listen to part.
Or do some therapy. Yeah. Make sure your mind is right so you won't be driven crazy before you know, all right. When you slide in. If you out there in search of, if you trying to get this holy grail of butt holes, just be prepared mentally. I heard it drives niggas crazy. So just
holy grail.
Be right before you go in there.
Oh God! Be right before you go shout out to women who hold out their butt holes for their husband. You know, I'm a part of the crew. Yeah, you know, so I'm the head. What you call it? It's been 30 something years for me, baby. And I think I'm gonna keep it going for another 5 if I don't got a husband by then.
Shout out to y'all. But I know you said the podcast is coming. But for people looking for you right now, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at made.1021, and that's MADE1021. I don't want nobody on my Facebook because y'all too fucking nosy. Y'all can follow my Instagram now.
I got you. But now I appreciate you hanging out with me. I think this has been a good conversation. Hopefully people picked up something from it.
Yep.
And we might have to bring you back for
part 2.
Find Johnny love.
For the love part of Johnny. 2.
Yeah, it's mad stuff we could. Yeah, for the love of Johnny. We could keep going on this dating thing. Yeah, Alex, I gotta find a reason to come
Alex
off the bench.
From, Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Let me get buttholes for 800.
Yo, thanks, Flynn. I appreciate you, yo. I enjoyed it.
This was a good conversation. But for you all listening, if you made it this far, you the real MVP, and I appreciate you. If you like what you heard, you know, please subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Like and share, tell a friend, spread the word. There's been a lot of movement on the podcast recently, and I appreciate everybody who's been supportive. But yeah, tell a friend, you know, keep the movement going. And please check out the merch store, whatistws.com/store. It's the sum of the algorithm. So coupon code algorithm. That's ALGORITHM. We'll get you 20% off your entire order. Help me take Chef Elise to Disney World or get her some new soccer cleats or something like that. It all goes a long way. But with that being said, until we speak again, y'all be easy. Be safe, be the light, and know this, if you know nothing else, Johnny is saving it for the right one. It's there for the taking, niggas. So step up.
Obama out.
And I fucking love y'all. Holla.
Last call for alcohol. Yeah. If this is it, like if this is the last joint, if this is the last hurrah, it's the last call for alcohol, baby. I gotta say, whether you knew it or not, it's pretty much at the finest bar establishment, finest spirits and libations y'all could have had, baby. You might realize it now, you might have realized it back then. You might realize it later.
Love.